Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Yeah, and made by me too. I'm Dale Lefevre for the Max Chance Show. So we're going to start off here with a little bit of Leonard Cohen, The Smoky Life. And then we're going to feature a group called Bear Jams, who I interviewed, Seb Skelly, who's one of the BAM members. And they're going to be at Greystones in Sheffield on Sunday night. So I'm going to play quite a lot of their music today, so give a listen. And I was impressed by the group, and I hope you will be too. And come out and see them on Sunday night. So we're starting with The Smoky Life by Leonard Cohen, and then we'll have Home Soon by Bear Jams.
Is gone, there's no one
cloudy wind. Come on back if the moment lands. You can look up all my very closest friends.
Tell me nothing, I'll be home soon. Be
Yeah, that was the group I've been talking about, Bear Jams, who will be at Greystones in Sheffield on Sunday night. So, yeah. I think that was a good track. I think they've got better ones that'll come up next. Not immediately next, but soon. Anyway, that was Home Soon by Bear Jams, and we started off with The Smoky Life by Leonard Cohen. And now we're going to continue on with TaylorMade by Colby Kellett and another track called Skog, or, oh boy, Chilluminati Remix by Booga Westeltoft. Ha! It's a tongue twister, if I ever heard one. But anyway, here they are.
All of these mixed emotions tangled up in pure confusion. It's hard to let go of the past, but it seems easier as time is moving. Well, you said he makes you laugh, and he makes you happy. He sees you smiling. Heart.
Yeah, that's Skog Chiluminati remix by Bugge, B-U-G-G-E. I think it's Bugge, but it might be Buge. I'm not sure, because he's Danish. Wesseltoft. And yeah, it's pretty mellow. And before that was Tailor Made by Kobe Collette. And we're going to hear next, Plasters by Bear Jams, I will keep repeating this in case you just turned in. They're going to be at Greystones this Sunday night, so in Sheffield. So yeah, come out and see them. I'm going to be there, so you can see me too. Yeah. Anyway, then there's a interview with Seb Skelly, who is a member of the Bear Jams. And then after that, we'll hear another of their tracks called Rocky Road. So it's a Bear Jams little set here. Here goes.
Supernatural, from castles to chaos, the cyclones, a whiplash, she's sore bones where the truth is, the growing hurts. Little one at a time, you're realigned, refreshing it up, a better design. Can you leave me a minute while I decompress? I gotta tend to it all so I can do my best. It feels good to be chilling on the right side of it, even just for a while, leaning into it all.
All that I need. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Live and the Max Chance Show, and I'm interviewing Seb Skelly from Bear Jams. Seb, can you tell me a little about how your band got started?
Hi, Dale. The band has been going under the name of Bear Jams for a very long time. Our drummer and guitarist, singer, Ollie and Sam started it when they were mates in sixth form. So that was like 12 years ago now.
Yeah.
But the band with its current lineup's probably been going since about 2018. So that's when we sort of like to think of the start of this current iteration of Bear Jams.
Right. I did read where it, the very beginning, it was around 2014, when two of the fellows were just playing on the street. Is that right?
Yeah, they started off, just sort of busking, playing covers, and Ollie was sort of writing tunes as well, doing some original stuff with a view of sort of getting into festivals, basically, rather than having to, you know, break in, jump the fence to their favorite festivals. They wanted to play at the festivals to sort of have a bit more of a legitimate way in, and it's kind of got out of hand since then.
I see. Like when I've listened to, I think it's Rain No Flowers, I believe that's your most recent album or CD or whatever it is nowadays.
And yeah, that's that album's coming out in September. But we do have physical copies for sale at all our gigs this spring, which is a nice little bonus for people coming along to our shows.
I hear a lot of influences in your music. Would you care to describe what you see as the influences that affect your music?
Cool. It's a really wide range of stuff. There's five of us in the core of the band, and we all have quite wildly different music tastes. There's everything from myself personally, I'm quite into sort of jazz and soul and that side of things. I like a bit of pop music as well, a little guilty pleasure. And then our drummer Sam is very into dance music, so that side of things is there. I'd say like a band that we all kind of agree on, that we all converge on, is a band called Fat Freddy's Drop from New Zealand, who are a kind of quite soul-y, dubby kind of collective. And other bands like Sticky Fingers, and again, an Australian band. There's quite a lot of sort of Southern Hemisphere stuff that we're into from Australia and New Zealand that influences it. But yeah, the wide range of stuff. And then classic rock is in there as well. There's big Eagles fans, all of us as well. So
that's quite a thing to throw in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear a little bit of Dave Matthews Band in there too.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Dave Matthews. I'm actually going to see Dave Matthews in Manchester on Monday,
wow,
which I'm quite excited. So yeah, I'm a big fan of that. That's sort of, I think he's a fantastic songwriter. So yeah, that's probably does come out in our music a little bit as well.
I certainly heard it. Well, is there anything you'd like to say about your band other than what we've said already?
Oh yeah, we're coming up to Sheffield on Sunday this week, Sunday the 28th, I think it is, playing at the Greystones, which we played at before, which is it's going to be great to go back. We really like it there. It's a nice venue, and all the guys that work there and are fantastic. Always, you know, treat us nicely, and yeah, it seemed to have a nice little following in Sheffield. So should be a fun gig.
Well, I'll be there.
Good. Can't wait for it.
That's great. Well, thank you for your time, Seb. And at the Greystones this coming Sunday, the 28th, come out and see Bear Jams.
Perfect. Cheers, Dale.
All right. Thanks. Take care, man. Oops. Where did I? I can't find record on here again.
Tell me you're kind of mean and you're alright. you don't feel right. You're jumping around your head like a kangaroo, kidding with the joy deep inside of you. And you find yourself led by the voice in your head, gliding, slowly slipping, sliding. Slight hope and some plan testing myself, but neglecting my health, picking up a slack every time you fall. And I'm turning on the lights, but there's no one home, and you're all burned up now. We're all grown up now, cascading, slowly sinking, fading in and out of principle. We still have.
Again, Bear Jams, who are going to be in Sheffield on Sunday night at the Greystones. Yes, I will keep plugging them all my show. Anyway, that was Rocky Road by them. And then before that, we heard an interview with Seb Skelly, who is a member of the band. And before that was another track by them, Plasters, by, by Bear Jams, of course. On we go, and I've got a real contrast here. Die Zauberflaute der Hölle Rach by the Capella. Oh, I can't read the whole name because it's blocked. Just a minute, I'll get it. We'll get it. Oh, no, I'm not sure I wanted to. Capella Istropolitana. And then, You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog by Big Mama Thornton. If there is a ever a good contrast or a contrast, this will be it, because it's pretty, pretty different tracks, as you'll see. So first of all, the Die Zauberflaute.
Thank you. made me weep and moan. You made me feel so blue. Yeah, you made me weep and moan. Cause you ain't looking for a woman. All you're looking is for. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Quit snooping around my door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Quit snooping around.
Yeah, that was Big Mama Thornton with You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog, which Elvis Presley took and made a slightly more sanitized version and a lot more money. Anyway, and before that was Die Zauberflaute, Der Hohle Rache by the Capella Astropolitana, and Donna, oh man, my computer. Donna Robin and Johannes Wildner. I don't know how she was able to do that. You know, move her voice around like that. It's when I first heard that, I thought, wow, that's amazing. But anyway, two very contrasted styles of singing. So on we go with, oh yeah, Bear Jams. Imagine that. Who, as I have been repeating constantly, are going to be at the Greystones in Sheffield on Sunday night. So consider that. Anyway, here's a Slow Burn by Bear Jams. And also, I think we're going to hear, let's see what else. Oh, a small rewrite by Rowan Atkinson. And that's it just for the moment.
Living on a rock, try to be happy, but stacking, clean it up and keep it dry. But I was wondering if you'd ever be able to see me. Sometimes you need a friend just to vent out, just to let go, help to clear the air. So I was thinking that this evening could maybe be then. Sometimes I've looked and I can't see light, but I'm so sure I caught a silver line. When it's pouring rain and there's so few flowers and you feel that spring's running late, I'm sure she'll find her way. So, so close now, just a little bit further. Don't think you get to know it, you're right where you're meant to be now. Nothing, nothing, and I wake and Lord is down while we're still breathing. So, so close now, just a little bit further. Don't think you get to know it.
What's best will be, I guess I'm learning still. But where there's will, I try to learn the key, but still I rattle. The dust is hard to clear, but soon we'll settle down and find a space to be rewound. There's sometimes I've looked and I can't see light, but I'm so sure I've got a silver. I'm sure she'll find a way. So, so close now, just a little bit further. Don't think you get to know it. You're right where you're meant to be now. And nothing, nothing, and I wake and Lord is down while we're still breathing. So,
Bell, good to see you.
Sorry I was late. The traffic was a bitch.
Good to see you. Well, the play's going well, isn't it? Looks like we've got a bit of a smash on our hands.
Well, it seems to be okay, yeah.
They always seem to go for the ones with the snappy titles. Hamlet. Perfect.
Act three may be a bit long, I don't know.
Act three may be a bit long. In fact, generally, I think we've got a bit of a length problem.
Oh?
It's 5 hours, Bill. On wooden seats. And no toilets this side of the Thames.
Yeah, well, I've always said the Rose Theatre is a dump, frankly. I mean, the sooner they knock it down and build something decent, the better.
Exactly. So that's why I think we should trim some of the dead wood.
Dead wood?
Yeah, you know, some of that stand-up stuff in the middle of the action.
You mean the soliloquies?
Yeah. And I think we both know which is the dodgy one.
Oh, which is the dodgy one?
To be nobler in the mind, mortal coil, that one. It's boring, Bill. The crowd hates it. Yawnsville.
Well, that one happens to be my favourite, actually.
Bill, you said that about the avocado monologue in King Lear. And the tap dance at the end of Othello.
Absolutely not. You cut one word of that and I'm off the play.
Bill, the king has got his costume changed down to 1 minute. Hamlet's out there ranting on about God knows what in that soliloquy of yours, and Claudius is already in the wings waiting to come on with that very funny codpiece, waiting.
All right, then, why don't you cut the speech altogether?
Bill, why do we have to fight? It's long, long, long. We can make it so snappy.
Snappy?
Yeah, you know, give it some pizzazz. How'd you begin that speech?
To be.
Come on, Bill.
To be a victim of all life's earthly woes, or not to be a coward and take death by his proffered hand.
There, now, I'm sure we can get that down.
No, absolutely not. It's perfect.
How about to be a victim or not to be a coward?
It doesn't make sense, does it? To be a victim of what? To be a coward about what?
Okay. Take out victim, take out coward. Just start, to be or not to be.
You can't say that, it's gibberish.
But it's short, William, it's short, listen, it flows. To be or not to be, that is the question.
You're damn right it's the question, don't you have any bloody idea what he's talking about?
Well, okay, let's leave that and go on. Blah, 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 blah. Slings and arrows, good. Action, the crowds love it. Take up arms, brilliant, against those cursed doubts that do plague on man. Getting very woolly there, Bill. Plague's a bit tasteless at the moment. We've had letters, actually. And set sail on a sea of troubles. This is good. Travel. Travel's very popular. So let's just take out the guff and see what we've got. To suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take up arms against a sea of troubles. Good.
I resign.
Bill, it's brilliant.
It's absolute crap. What is he talking about? He's going to put on a bow and arrow and potter down to the seaside? This is Prince Hamlet, not King Canute. Might as well kill himself if that's the best idea he can come up with.
Creative thinking, Bill. Hamlet, perhaps he should top himself.
In Act One?
Well, yeah, well, look, we must think about bums on seats, Bill. Let's face it, it's the ghost that's selling this show at the moment. Joe Public loves the ghost. He loves the sword fights. He loves the crazy chick in the see-through dress who does the flower gags and then drowns herself. But no one likes Hamlet. No one.
Well, all right, then I'll kill him off for you. Aye, there's the rub. To die, to sleep. Whoops! Hamlet falls off the battlements.
Bill, I can see you're annoyed. I'm sorry. Hamlet has his moments. The mad stuff is very funny. It really is hysterical. But all I'm saying, Shaky, is that let's just shorten this one terribly dull speech.
And all I'm saying is no. You cut one word and you can take my name off the credits.
All right. How do you do? I'll trim this speech, and you can put back in those awful Cockney grave diggers.
Well, both of them?
Yeah.
And the skull routine?
Yep, the whole sketch.
All right, then. You've got a deal. And we'll see which one history remembers.
Bill, I love you. Temperamental git.
Yeah, that was no less than, Rowan Atkinson, and I believe that was Hugh Laurie, and I'm pretty certain about that. But anyway, it's called A Small Rewrite, and before that we heard a slow burn by Bear Jams. And we're going to close out with London Town by Bellowhead, and perhaps a little bit of Endless Skies by Kiranish.
London City, I made my way. Up Cheapside, I chose to stray. Where a fair pretty maid I there did meet and greeted her with kisses sweet. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London town. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London town. Some house of sin, and boldly then she entered in. Loudly for supper she did call, thinking that I would pay for it all. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London town. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London town. Waiter brought white wine and red. Waiter brought white wine and red, and the chambermaid prepared a bed. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London town. Between the hours of one and two, she asked me if to bed I'd go immediately. I did consent, and along with this pretty maid, then I went. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London town. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London town. Her lips were red, I kissed her as she lay in bed. As soon as she was fast asleep under the bed, I did creep. I was up to the ribs, down to the jigs, up to the ribs of London town. I was up to the ribs, down to the jigs, up to the ribs of London town. I was up to the ribs, down to the jigs, up to the ribs.
and there I found a silver snuffbox and 10 pounds of gold and watch and a diamond ring. Well, I took the lot and then I locked her in. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London town. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London town. Up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London town. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London town.
Up to the rigs, down to the jigs.
This is Endless Skies by Karunesh, and before we heard London Town by Bellowhead, yes. See you back after the break.